First Samuel, chapter 17, verses 23 and 24. Then as they talked with them, there was the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines, and he spoke according to the same words. So David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. Part of God's training for David involved God placing the young man in some very difficult situations. In those difficult times, David learned to trust the Lord and to walk in the power of God, not the power of the flesh. David learned the lessons necessary to survive life, and not just to survive, but to thrive in life. We see David in one of the most desperate times of his life in this section of Scripture. Here, David trusts God for some very big things, and in return, he sees God do the miraculous. Now, I know we've all heard these verses preached and preached and preached again. And it is doubtful, really, that I'll have anything new to add to what many of you already know. But I do feel that there are some helpful lessons that are contained in this portion of Scripture that can help us lead a life that is pleasing to the Lord. I know there's many people listening. They are fighting giants today. There's many giants in your life. Some of you are facing some pretty significant giants in your life. And I believe that the verses before us can help. As we watch David walk into the valley of Elah and face a arguably 9-foot-tall giant, we can see some much-needed instructions about how we can survive. Not only survive, but that we can even thrive. Thrive when we face the giants of life. In verses 17 through 24, we see that David's survival is a matter of timing. This day for David began like any other day. He plans to tend his sheep and do the same things that he's done day after day for years. But this day will be different. This day will be different. Jesse sends David to check on David's 3 elder brothers who are fighting in Saul's army. They've been gone at least 40 days. And Jesse is worried. You see, in those days, countries did not have standing armies. Ordinary citizens would rally around the king when he called for the volunteers to come and to fight. So David goes to his brothers as he's commanded. And when he arrives, he finds the armies of Israel cowering in fear because of the taunts of Goliath. We've seen in verse 24 of 1 Samuel 17. And all the men of Israel, when they saw, fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. They saw the giant, they fled from the giant because they were dreadfully afraid. Sounds like many of us, when we face the giants in our lives. While the army of Saul hides in their tents, David hears the giant as he blasphemes the name of God and shames the people of God. David's day had started like countless other days had started. But before the sun went down, David found himself face to face with a mighty giant. A mighty big giant. It is not how he planned his day. Isn't that just how the giants of life come to you and me? They rarely give notice that they're coming. You get up one morning expecting that day to be like any other day. And then there it stands, right in front of you. A giant has just entered your life. You didn't expect it. You didn't look for it. You didn't want it. But all of a sudden, there it is, staring you in the face. What giant is staring you in the face today? When the giants come, and they will come, they always catch us off guard, and they always frighten us. We're like the people in the text, just like the men of Israel. When they saw the man, they fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. Dreadfully afraid. The giants come, they catch us off guard, they frighten us. We look at them, and most of the time, we have no idea what to do. No idea. And if we're going to survive in this world and the giants we face, we need to understand that giants don't just show up. Giants don't just show up. That's the name of today's message. He knows the way that I take. We need to know that when the giants show up. We need to understand that the giants don't just show up, that their appearance is well-timed. Well-timed in the plan of God. From our perspective, the giants just appear. But we have to have God's perspective. Because they, brothers and sisters, are all a part of His perfect plan for us. The giants of life. If we could ever grasp the truth that nothing, no thing comes our way apart from the will of God, it would change our attitude toward the giants that come into our life. If we would but understand that God is sovereign over all that takes place in our life, nothing is catching God. Nothing is catching God unprepared or unknowing. Job 23, verse 10. But he knows the way I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. You see? But he knows the way I take. And when he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. God knows. God knows, and God has arranged. Psalm 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Established. The steps of a good man are ordered or established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. God delights in your way, brother and sister. Your steps that you take are ordered, are established, decreed by God, and it delights in his way. You must understand that those giants that come into your life have been decreed by Almighty God. God has caused or permitted. Either God causes the giant in the life, or he permits Satan to bring that giant into your life, even as he did with Job. Satan had to ask permission. Satan had to ask permission to sift Peter. He had to ask Christ for permission. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. What a blessing to know that my steps are ordered by Almighty God. Look at Jeremiah 29:11. Now let's look at it. Verse 10. Many people quote verse 11, but they fail to bring out verse 10. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I'll visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Many people, they emphasize, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Now that's true. Absolutely true. But verse 10 is also true too. After the Lord decreed that they would be taken off for 70 years to Babylon because of their wickedness. And then the Lord says, I'll visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. So there was a 70-year time of chastisement for the people of God. And then God says, I'm going to come. And I'm going to cause you to return. I'm going to bring you back to the land that I threw you off of for 70 years. But the point being is that the steps were still ordered. What was going to take place was still decreed by Almighty God. Everything is in God's hands. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And that's why Paul can tell us in Romans 8, verse 28, for I know all things work together for good. To those that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. Brothers and sisters, everything that God is doing in our lives is conform us into the image of his Son. Everything. Everything that comes into our life. All the giants that come into our life have been decreed by Almighty God. The all-knowing God, the all-powerful God, the Almighty God. And if we would get to understand that and really believe it, if it became real to us, it would bring great comfort to our hearts that all of our steps are ordered. All of the giants that come into our life have either been caused or permitted by Almighty God for his purposes to be accomplished in our life. All the things. Most of the time, though, we're just like Israel. They wandered through the wilderness for 2 years after they left Egypt. They arrived at the banks of the Jordan River. All they had to do was cross the river and take the promised land of blessing that God had already given to them. Yet instead of going in and taking the land, they send in 12 spies. The spies look over the land. They come back with their report. 10 of the spies are convinced of Israel's defeat because of the presence of giants in the promised land. The spies' own words tell the story the best, we see in Numbers 13. They give the people a negative report. And the people, they heed the report. They accept the report of the 10 men. And then they spent 38 more years in the wilderness. Here's the point of all that I said about giants. Could God have removed them before Israel had arrived? Did God know about the giants in front of David? Did God know about the giants in front of Israel? Did he allow them to be there? The answer to all those questions is absolutely yes. For it was decreed and ordered by him. He knew that the giants were there. He knew the giant was there in front of David. He knew the giant Goliath was before the armies of Israel. He knew that. He knew the giants in the land, in the promised land, and he knows the giants in our lives, brother and sister, every single giant. He knew it all. He could have removed them. But he allowed them to be there because God wanted Israel to face those giants, same as you and I. They faced the giants 40 years later when they come back to the Jordan River. Guess what? The giants are still waiting for them. You know, brothers and sisters, that's the thing about giants. They don't disappear. You can run from them. You can hide. Even as you see, the Israelites did in the text. They hid. They were afraid. But the Giants didn't go nowhere. That's the thing about Giants. You may run from them, you may hide from them, you may jump in your bed and cover up yourself with your pillow and your blanket and hide. But that Giant's still going to be waiting. They got to be dealt with. And that principle is seen over and over in the Bible. You see it with the three Hebrew boys in the furnace, Daniel in the lion's den, the disciples in the storm, that God knew all about all of those events because it was part of his perfect plan. The giants in your life, the giants in my life are there, decreed by Almighty God. Because all of the events of our life, every breath you're ever going to take, everything that you're ever going to face, is all part of God's perfect plan for you and I. For our God is perfect. Our God is perfect and his plans are perfect. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. When the giants show up in your life, it didn't get there by accident. That giant is there by the providence of Almighty God. By the providence of God. It is there because God sent it. He allowed it, or however you want to say it. He decreed it, he permitted it, but he sent it, he allowed it. It's there because God, in his precise timing, wanted you to face it when it came to you. He wanted you to face it when it came to you, no matter how good, how bad, how ugly. And as I said, we all face that. We start our day and we have one plan for ourselves. We think we're going to do it this, that, and the other, and X, Y, and Z, and A, B, and C. And all of a sudden, bam, you're hit right between the eyes with the giants of life. So what are you going to do when you're faced with them giants? When the giants come, we can get depressed, we can get defeated. Or we can realize that they are a symbol of God working out his will in our lives. We can be like Saul and Israel and we can hide from the giant. Or we can be like David and we can face that giant. We can be discouraged or we can be like Job and worship him in spite of what the giant is doing in our lives. Job worshiped the Lord in spite of it. In spite of what happened. Look at Job 1. Verses 20 and 21 of Job. Then Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away." Brother and sister, that giant that you're facing, whatever it is, you're afraid that that giant's going to take away something. Be it your health, be it your money, be it relationships, be it whatever. But whatever it is, God gave it to you anyway. Whatever it is. If it's your health, he gave it to you to begin with. If it's a relationship, God gave it to you anyway. If it's food, if it's money, if it's a job, whatever it is, you fill in the blank. God gave it to you. Your next breath, the next word that comes out of my mouth, God gave it. God gave it. So what are you going to do when the trials come, when the giants come? The choice is yours.